encouraging news. Lindsay Janis leading us off. Lindsay, thank you. And next here to a developing headline from overseas at this hour involving an American warship, a U.S. Navy ship coming under fire in the Red Sea for the second time this week. Tonight, the U.S. is considering retaliation. So let's get right to ABC's chief global affairs correspondent, Martha Raddatz. Martha?
David, the USS Mason used defensive countermeasures to protect the ship, but having three cruise missiles fired at an American warship in 4 days is extraordinary, and I cannot remember anything quite like it in recent memory. Officials say all of the missiles were fired from an area in Yemen controlled by the Houthis, a group loosely affiliated with Iran. You will almost certainly see the U.S. take retaliatory action against the Houthis. The Pentagon releasing a statement a short time ago saying we will respond at the appropriate time and in the appropriate manner, David.
Martha Raddatz tracking this into the evening. Martha, thank you.